And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today once again Steve McSwain, who is all things ice at the local arena, which sometimes has ice and sometimes doesn't. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks for having me again, Mike. Great to see you.
And today, it's December, and it's cold outside, and I'm guessing there's ice inside there, too.
Yeah, you know, been an interesting fall. Sometimes people say it's warmer outside than it is inside the rink here. I've never seen it go. The weather pattern here this year has been quite unusual. Then still kind of getting, from last Friday's earthquake here. We're thankful to have good ice in the arena, though. The arena's looking great. And from the earthquake-wise, people have been asking. The rink did great during the earthquake.
No cracks in the ice.
No cracks in the ice, so good ice.
Well, I love that. I love that. So just as a side note, what about your house and any damage on the house?
You know, I lost some glass, some stuff. My son made a hand in school, and that, sentimentally, that hurt. But some old glasses that were from the 50s and stuff. But in the big picture of things, that's, you know, small stuff compared. And the most bigger importance is hearing that reports are coming back that friends and family members and all Alaskans were safe, and you know that really took over everybody's thoughts here. So that glass and everything could be replaced, but just thankful to hear that everybody survived that earthquake and just from a rink side here, what was very interesting to me is once I made my phone calls and checking on people, I was out the door to check on the rink and although the rink is way down the list of important things in the world here when it comes to family and everything, I will say is it was interesting how many people did call after they were checking on their loved ones and friends and Alaskans and a little bit later on in that thought process somewhere during the day, people started thinking about the ice arena here, and next thing you know, I started to get those phone calls.
Sure.
Okay, our family's good, everybody's good, the hockey family's good, our friends and relatives are good, but what about the rink? How's the rink doing? So it made me really think and appreciate the rink even that much more and hearing the people's stories since they've come in since then.
So where were you at 8:29 a.m. on Friday?
I was in the hallway of my house, and I was definitely, my parents were in the 64 earthquake in Seward, so I've grown up to the stories.
Right.
I was on top of a house in Seward that got hit from the tsunami, so I've lived through stories, and so I found my mom on the internet recently, and I remember seeing a picture of her in the New York Times as a 16-year-old, and so talking to my parents has been quite there's still the aftershocks and everything, it's been on their mind. So my mother's sleeping downstairs, and I said, and my dad's in their upstairs bedroom. I said, well, what about Dad? And she says, well, he's made his own choice.
So I know that other sports facilities are around the area, some in Anchorage in particular, some gymnasiums and the rest had been damaged as a result of the earthquake. But you're saying basically no damage at the local event center.
Yeah, I'm so thankful about that. We have had it looked at. I did a walk around yesterday with Dave Manessas and walked numerous times here. Our bleachers, ceiling. We lost some trophies. Some trophies fell down. There was some concrete foundation that we can't really see with the snow outside that I want to look closer at here and in time to come here. But the compressors, we've had some issues with our compressors getting knocked off. offline here for different reasons. If it rains too hard, sometimes sure. our compressors get right. knocked out here. We have a 7.0 earthquake, and the place is running like a champ.
So, although there were a lot of customers around that lost power, not so many here in downtown Palmer, and the center didn't lose power during this.
We didn't lose power, and when we do lose power, it has been an issue with our compressors. So thankfully we didn't, but we walked in there and picked up some broken stuff, and we've been going basically. We didn't do much business that day last Friday, but that weekend we did stay open, and I think it was good for people to get back in and kind of just do things they're normally accustomed to, and we'd check the building out very well, and it was good to see people. And now more and more people are coming back this week here, and it's good to see the kids' faces again, and just getting back to some normalcy.
So now that you're past that first reaction to the earthquake, you have some things coming up at the center as well, too, keeping you busy.
Today, and yes, thanks for reminding me here. So on Friday here, this Friday the 7th, we have the C Cup. It's a women's hockey tournament here. It's our longest, our oldest tournament here. And just so many of the great women of the valley, and we have the girls, you know, greats from Anchorage too. But it's just it's a great tournament here. It's the 14th or 15th year. We all keep scratching our heads like, how long how long has it been? But it's a wonderful tournament, and Dave Hansen's wife, Diane Fermani Hansen, she's one of the leaders of the tournament. There's many Shelley Eller. They're just too long of a list. Sammy Prokoski, and on of just awesome women from the valley. They have a great time putting it on, and it's great hockey. And Diane's husband, Diane Fermani, her husband is a well-known, beloved hockey figure, just a star of the hockey industry here. His name's Dave Hansen. We call him the Hammer. Hammer had a stroke last year, but he's going to be around this weekend dropping some pucks and hanging out. And he's still recovering, and we're always praying for him. And deeply beloved person in our right. hockey world here.
Wow. Okay. So in the meantime, you also have normal practices going on. The building is in use pretty much all day long. Is that correct?
So yeah, we're going hard. I mean, with school being out, we've had lots of people there the last couple of days here, and I believe schools for high school, for Palmer High School, starts back on Thursday.
That seems correct. And there are a few other schools in the district that are being delayed while they do further inspections and so on, but a goodly number of them will be back in the business on Thursday.
And by the way, Mike, thank you. I know the station was very involved in keeping everybody abreast of what was happening here last week, and so thank you for your service and keeping people
you're
updated.
Welcome.
And that's you guys do a wonderful job here with you and your staff, and but I'm hearing about that, and it's just comforting to know there's
well, that's why we're here. That's why we're here, and we're community and local, and able to gather information from people who called in and share that too. Looking a bit further down the road after the tournament mentioned and so on, what do you see big events coming in this winter at the center? What kind of things? I know in the years past we've had a whole bunch happen.
We have some youth tournaments coming up here. We are working on a JV hockey tournament here. I'm really hoping that's going to happen. It's not 100%, but having a true state champion JV hockey tournament has, you know, some people say it's never been done, but we're like really looking at that
and
trying to put that in. I talked to today a member from the Warrior Hockey Association here, service men and women, that they want to really start getting involved with hockey at the rink, and they've skated at the rink a little bit, and they're looking at trying to put on tournaments, and this is we have our sled hockey, our Avalanche sled hockey team, and they travel outside, but and they're just a wonderful group that's been a part. They skate in their sleds and they go on a yearly trip here. So that's through Challenge Alaska, which skates out of the MTA Event Center. But now Warrior Hockey is also service members here from the military that have another new user hockey group here we're hoping to do good by them and had an exciting talk with one of their members here today. So had a nice also talk. We're always looking for ideas and what we're going to do in the summer is what, you know, yes, there's a celebrity hockey tournament coming in March here. So there's going to be some ex-aces is what I'm told, possibly some NHL players coming. The details of that are still being worked out, but I think that's March 23rd or 24th, and it's through an agency out of California that's helping to we're going to have a game in Anchorage and a game in Palmer.
Sure.
Right. Yeah, so that's exciting, a fun event. Last year we had a North American Hockey League game and filled that place here like it's never been filled before.
Right.
That was amazing to see Palmer and the Valley show up to that game here. So I think people are talking about us people like to come to Palmer and go to a cool event.
Now, I also know that from time to time you take the ice down or you put something on top of the ice and happening. Do we have any of those events coming up here in the near future as well?
Well, the 49th State Street Rodders are going to be in, that's been an annual event. That's in April. So that's a little bit down the road here for now, but another meeting I was at last week, we have an Olympian that's living that's working in the Valley now, and she is a curling Olympian.
Oh wow,
Jessica Schultz. So I had a meeting with her last week, and yeah, so she's working in Palmer, just moved back to the state. So she's got me all fired up.
Has that facility is adequate to do curling on?
So right now we had a great meeting. She's a big time.
Oh yeah,
big
yeah.
time.
Yeah, curling's a big time.
And so she started showing me these so many things, and I've been talking to the generally to my friends around Palmer, and there's so many people that have told me that the school districts would love to get involved in this, getting the kids out. And they said people love the ice arena, but not everybody wants to skate.
Right.
And that people want to support the ice arena, but some of them are a little intimidated. So I think talking to her, she's got me all fired up, and she's been sending me all sorts of emails here. I think curling is going to be looked at real strong, and there's some makeshift ways we can do it this season. So during one of the high school games upcoming in January, we're going to introduce Jessica, have a little demonstration out of rink, and we're going to start trying to build this program here. But there's 200 people doing curling in Fairbanks here. So it's we haven't but I just think it's going to be I'm really very excited about it. It's neat to have, and it's always great. We got Carrie Weiland in Olympic.
Sure,
and we got,
sure.
We're going to have Jessica Schultz now living, hanging out in Palmer here. So it's kind of fun to have Olympians hanging around and to be working on future ones while we're at it.
That's true. That's true. Now, the event center goes through all year round, and I know that you had some summer activities and et cetera. It sounds as if, since the last time we've talked, the center has survived the summer and is in pretty good shape. It's obviously, as you pointed out, just survived the earthquake. Were you able to make any changes over the summer or do any work on it that changed what people would see if they walk into the place?
Boy, we did so much work. We really...
Where to begin?
From painting to where to begin for... Last year, Zamboni work here, big work on the Zamboni here, but cleaning, so much cleaning. So I guess finding what our niche is going to be. We've for the summer we put in glass, brand new glass 2 years ago. So that's I guess old news now, but. Finding that summer activity that's going to separate us here is we've had different ideas over the years. Like when I just talked to the when I talked to Jessica Schultz with the curling the other day, she's talked to me about summer activities that you can actually curl on the flooring that we have in the building here, and then you could get the seniors involved. So,
oh, wow.
We talked about those were curling ideas I never knew about, and then myriad of different games you could play with the seniors, and hopefully there's been talk about concerts here. If we could attract some concerts, so we talked to a promoter in Minnesota, my boss and I here a little while back here, and we talked about Pipe and Drape and things. So all these things are being looked at here. We want to bring activities in the summer, but for just recently, like I said, we talked about the curling with Jessica and opened up a whole new idea of thoughts in my mind here of like, what if we could get people curling on the synthetic ice that we have in there, and they could be doing it all summer long, and we could go to the seniors and talk to them and talk to the youth kids and get an exercise, getting them into the rink. There's a natural possibility of inline roller hockey here because we have the flooring for it here.
Right.
The Warrior Association I talked to today said that they would be very interested in all these kind of activities, getting them. They love the arena. They love, you know, a lot of the military are living out in Palmer here and in the Warrior program here. So when I talked to him, my contact there today here, I was telling him about some of the goodies we had in our storage units here and that we would like to bring out. And he said they would be all over that here.
So the message, Steve, that I think is out there for listeners is if they have some ideas about things that could be done in a facility like this event center, which is well used but still has some time and in place, then bring those ideas forward and take a look, because this is a creative moment. And it's, you know, in many ways we have, I know many people looking for places to do things. There we have the Palmer Depot across the street, and you have the fairgrounds with all kinds of buildings. Your building has some unique characteristics that I think is very attractive, one of which is simply its location. Being in town here, it's and relatively easy to go, and good parking, visibility, et cetera. And because of its proximity to the middle school and other schools, you know, it becomes an easy-to-access place. The seniors in particular, we've talked about seniors in the past, being able to come on over and do things. So I applaud your creativity here at work, and I expect one of these next times you come back, we're going to be hearing about not only curling, mm-hmm. which fascinates me, but a bunch of other things too.
Well, thank you, Mike. Speaking of the seniors, I love our seniors so much, and we had a group photo with our seniors that last week, and they were, so I brought donuts to them about 2 weeks ago, I should say here, but I brought donuts and we're going to do a little blurb I write up for the city newsletter here, and
sure.
So once a month during the winter I write up something that's been happening here. So over the years I've gotten very close with the seniors and our staff, and we had just had a neat picture taking a couple weeks back here. But the seniors are just a wonderful part of Palmer, and boy, it sure is fun to do a few laughs with them and hear some stories here over the years here. But we, like I said, you were just saying, I should say, is that, yes, ideas. If you got ideas, I keep my ears open. I report to my bosses here. But we feel very proud of the arena. We love to have our seniors. We love to have every event here. But we're always open to listening to new ideas to try to make it a great place for Palmer.
Okay. Mike Malevsky here for Radio Free Palmer, and we've been talking with Steve McSwain, who's in charge of the event center that houses hockey and more in Palmer. Steve, before we finish up, any last comments and things you want to share about the center with listeners?
Well, we have some high school games coming up in January. Our website here, you can always find our schedule out on the MTA Event Center schedule. If you type that into your computer, our schedule pops up. We went over to a new system, and that's we got that working nice and smooth.
Oh, wonderful!
And so we're Please check us out, see what's on our calendar, and we got Moose Hockey Tournament Moose Hockey. High school games are, we got a good number of games in January, but I just wish everybody a great holiday season, and Mike, thanks for all you do here at the station, and thanks for giving me time to talk about a place I love so much.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Mike.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.